Iman Rush Audio presents Lazy Boy, a khutbah by Muhammad al-Sharif.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu subhanahu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu ta'ala fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل فقد أمرنا الله تعالى بذلك في كتابه الكريم فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا ثم أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an incident happened in which a man slept the entire night until he missed Fajr. Now this is an incident that may be very common today, but it wasn't common at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He missed Fajr, and so they came and spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this incident. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna rajulan qal, ya Rasulallah, inna fulanan nama anis salatil bariha hatta asbah. A man came and said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulallah, that verily a person slept last night until the morning, until the dawn came and they missed Fajr. In brackets, they had missed Fajr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, ذَاكَ شَيْطَانٌ بَالَ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ. That this person, a devil has urinated in his ears. Dear brothers and sisters, in the books of hadith, you go to any book and you will find a chapter called Bab al-Isti'adha min al-Kasal. The chapter of seeking Allah's protection from laziness. To seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from laziness. Kasal or laziness and procrastination is a disease. And you're here in university, you know what procrastination would do to you in your studies. It's a disease that afflicts the mind, where the person starts saying things and speaking to themselves in a certain way, and then it afflicts, after the mind, it afflicts the heart. And that heart also moves on to the body. And I'll just give you this glimpse. MashaAllah, when I walked in here, there was about 10 people. And as soon as the adhan was given, maybe about 100 people came in. But immediately after that, why couldn't it have been 5 minutes before? And what we're going to see today, inshaAllah, is that this technique of laziness is a technique of shaitan. And we will learn, inshaAllah ta'ala, how to combat this. Bi-idhnillah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to frequently make the dua, Allahumma, and the isti'adha, Allahumma, inni a'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasal. That, O Allah, I seek your protection. Protect me from ajz, which is inability to do something. When someone says, I can't do that, the Prophet ﷺ would say, A'udhu billah, from that kind of speech. Wal kasal, and I seek your protection, O Allah, protect me from being lazy. From being lazy. This society is built on laziness from its core. And I'll tell you why. Because it's a society that's based on the idea that we have to rest on Sundays. And they'll say, why do you have to rest on Sundays? And some of you might know that back in the day, all the stores would close on Sunday. Why? Because, wal'iyadu billah, they used to say that Allah got lazy on Sunday. Wal'iyadu billah. He did all his work all week long. He built the heavens and the earth. And then on Sunday, he got tired and he rested. And that's why on Sunday, we rest and we watch football games all Sunday long. This is why we do what they say. It's a society based on that. And Allah Azza wa Jal testifies, لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. That there is no drowsiness and no sleep that comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a society that wants everything fast. You have the fast food joints. You have the meals. You have the microwave meals. If they say cook this for half an hour, you would never buy that meal again. Half an hour, that's too long to cook a meal. You want the 5-minute meals, and if they told you to take it out and stir it, you'd get all sad about that. That you actually have to take it out after 2 minutes and stir it and put it back. It's a society that's trying to have the perfect body in 10 minutes or less for only 3 days a week. A society that's built on this. But what we don't realize is laziness is the root of much of the major sins. And I'll give you this example. Why does a person take alcohol and drugs? Because they're lazy to change their situation. They don't want to actively change it, so they take a drug that will immediately change it. Why do people do black magic? When people, and even though you're like, my friends don't do black magic, believe me, ask your parents, they know people who do black magic. Why are they doing the black magic? Because they're too lazy to go out and get married. Or they're too lazy to influence people, so they try going to devils to try to influence people. Why do people take riba, mortgages? And why do they deal with interest? Because they're too lazy to get a proper job and work and pay properly for something that they have to buy everything with that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made forbidden. Why do people backbite? People backbite because they're too lazy to go and tell the person the truth. They'll say to you instead, you tell so-and-so that what he did was wrong. Why can't you say it? Oh, I'm too lazy to do it. And these are all major sins. Dear brothers and sisters, gambling. When they gamble, why is the person buying a lottery ticket? Every time I go to a store, the person in front of me is buying something and pulling out a lottery ticket. Why? Because they're too lazy to get a job and work and try to make those $1 million. They want to get it instantly. They want to pay $1 and their chances of getting that are 1 in 2 million. Their chances of getting a job are much greater than them working with that lottery ticket. And so like a poison, it corrupts all good things. Because no matter what beautiful and amazing thing that you want to do for yourself and do for the deen and do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of your intention, if you don't have the energy to do it, and if you have the disease of laziness coupled with your desire, then your desire will go nowhere and you will stay there sitting on the fence. Dear brothers and sisters, there's causes for this laziness. It goes back into the root of the heart, this disease of laziness, a disease of the heart. Number one, the person who is afflicted with laziness doesn't know and doesn't understand their need to accumulate good deeds. Just like we understand a person may need to accumulate money, but a person may not understand how to accumulate good deeds. For example, you will see one brother who might go around saying salam to everybody. And you'll say to them, why are you doing this? He would say in reply, because I'm collecting good deeds. And very few people are like this, that understand that this life is about collecting deeds and preparing for the journey to the hereafter. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. To prepare your provisions, that pack your suitcases, for the best provision, the best thing to pack your suitcase with, is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the commandment of Allah. Secondly, people, you know how they have this thing where people say, calling you holier than thou or something like that? The problem is people think too highly of themselves. They glorify themselves to such a high level that when the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to them, they reply by saying, but my heart is clean. Why do I have to do that? Look, I'm good to my neighbors. Look, I do my homework. I'm a good person. And they glorify themselves to such a high level that it justifies laziness in their ibadah. And that can't be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not claim piety to yourselves. If anybody says, I'm good, say that this, Allah commands you to not talk like that. Because, as Allah Azza wa Jalla says, هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. That Allah knows best of who is the true person who has righteousness. We don't know. You will do the actions, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows if you are true and sincere in what you're doing or not. And the person afflicted with this disease of laziness doesn't understand the gold mine of opportunity awaiting them. You have a gold mine, for example, here at the university, you have thousands of people around you just waiting to hear the call of Islam. It's a gold mine. You're walking around everywhere you go. You're living amongst people who are just like sponges, ready to hear you open your mouth and say, I am a Muslim, la ilaha illallah. And they're going to say, how can I become Muslim? They're waiting for it. And as one brother, when I was overseas, he said to me, you people in North America are so... you have such an enormous opportunity. He said, because if you just teach one person Surah Al-Fatiha, someone becomes Muslim, I don't know Surah Al-Fatiha, can you teach me how to pray? Yeah, tafaddal, I'd love to. Teach them Surah Al-Fatiha, their whole life, they will read it till the day they die, and you will get the reward for it. You can't do that in Muslim countries, in a lot of places. There's other ways to get reward in the Muslim countries. But here, that gold mine, the person doesn't recognize it, and then that leads to laziness. Dear brothers and sisters, some of you might be dozing off, some of you might be paying attention, but let me tell you this, why this concerns you. Because if you have energy, and you start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to benefit me. You're going to benefit no one except yourself. This is your life. This is your soul. You're only going to live once on earth. And you're going to go to the hereafter with this suitcase of good deeds. The person who understands this early in life, who gets on the bandwagon of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala early on, accumulates everything, becomes the pioneer of pushing Islam to everyone. And so they come on the day of resurrection and they see these mountains of deeds that they never imagined that they would have had. And it will be said to them that this is because you weren't lazy back in the day, when other people were lazy. You recognized the opportunity and you kick-started the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everyone else. And we know as well that if you choose not to heed these words and you choose instead to yawn and get tired and get lazy and turn your back on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me remind you of the sunnah of Allah and His creation. And that is that anything in nature that does not contribute will be destroyed. Let me tell you again, if there's a weed, for example, what do? If it's not contributing, you take it out. If your nails get too long and there's no purpose to your nail anymore, you cut it. You throw it in the trash. You get rid of it. And as a community and as individuals, if we are not contributing and we're not energetic and producing, then by the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, is that those things will be taken away. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives forth the parable of the truth and falsehood and vanity. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدْ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. That vanity is like the foam, the dirt on the ocean. That it just goes away, there's no benefit to it. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. But the things that do bring benefit, things that weren't done with laziness, they were done with full energy, and they bring benefit to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That it will remain steadfast in the land, even after you go, it will continue to reap benefit to the people. Dear brothers and sisters, this also concerns you, because when anyone turns their back in laziness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't think that Allah is paying attention to that person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خُذُوا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ مَا تُطِيقُونَ. He said, do those deeds that you are able to perform, for verily, فَوَاللَّهِ لَا يَسْأَمُ اللَّهِ حَتَّى تَسْأَمُ. That Allah will not get tired of your ibadah until you get tired. And so I want to give you this phenomenon of people who make dua. And in their dua, they don't know what they're saying. And they're yawning. And they're confused. And they're looking who's coming into the door. Allah's not paying attention to that person, just like they're not paying attention to their dua. And that dua is a dua that's not answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua that is answered by Allah azza wa jal is the dua where a person's heart and energy is put into that dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen. If you can take your dua to that level on a consistent basis, you will see your life changing dramatically. Dear brothers and sisters, when I was younger, We once went to the imam's house. During Ramadan, there was an imam who had come from overseas to lead the Taraweeh prayers. And at a young age, you know, when you're young and your parents are waking you up for Fajr and so on, I'm tired, I'm lazy, and all of those things. And then we went to the imam's place to take him to the masjid, to pick him up and take him to the masjid. When we went there, and this was like one of the Ramadan nights, and I was complaining about being tired, and I'm sure the Muslim community a lot were complaining about being tired, I noticed that his neighbors had an all-night party going on. It was Fajr time, 5 o'clock in the morning. The lights were still blaring. The music was still booming. There were people sitting outside still talking and drinking their alcohol. And I noticed that they had spent the entire night awake in Qiyamul Layl, quote unquote, Qiyamul Layl. But not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the shaytan. And I said to myself that if this is the kafir who has the energy and the ability to spend the entire night in pleasing shaytan and in pleasing their nafs, how can the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not have the energy and the ability to worship Allah azza wa jalla? Because they are humans just like us. And as Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ جَلَدِ الْفَاسِقِ وَعَجْزِ التَّقِي. Which means that I seek Allah's protection from the time when the fasiq will have all energy. He will open up Planet Hollywoods everywhere, and he will run everywhere, and there will be bars and everything going around, from the time when the fasiq, the disobedient person, will have so much energy and enthusiasm, and the righteous will be lazy. When that happens, then there's an imbalance on earth, and you're waiting for corruption and destruction on the community in such a time. Dear brothers and sisters, I wanted to tell you about the blessedness of what having energy and enthusiasm and worshiping Allah will do for you. Number one is that extra energy will win you the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Musa alayhi salam was told to come to the mountain for the 40 days, when he came, Musa alayhi salam did not walk slowly. He did not come 10 minutes late. He went running to the mountain. And he said, and Allah recorded his words because it was so pleasing to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal said about Musa alayhi salam in the Quran, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, that I came hastily to you, O Allah, so that you would be pleased with me. لِتَرْضَى. You know when you hear a name of the companion and you say, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, this is how you get that same statement for yourself. So that you do things hastily, inshaAllah. Secondly, is that having energy is the characteristic of the mu'min. The person who believes in Allah Azza wa Jal, being lazy is the characteristic of the munafiq. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, the munafiq, the hypocrite, the person who has kufr in their heart, and they're just outwardly claiming to be Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى, that if they get up for salah, they get up with laziness. This is basically the phenomenon of, give me 10 more minutes, give me 10 more minutes, give me 10 minutes, oh, I missed Fajr. Oh, I'll just pray after Fajr. Give me 10 more minutes, give me 10 more minutes. Whenever that happens, be truthful. The person should be truthful for themselves and say, and just feel it right there. Be honest that you are now feeling, or that person is feeling, a characteristic of nifaq, a characteristic of hypocrisy. When they reach for that snooze button and they go lazily to salah, they're feeling what it feels like to be in the state of nifaq. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. When a person uses excuses of the elements to not do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands, and it's beautiful here in Canada, when a person says, it's so cold, we can't do any good actions because it's so cold. Or someone else in a hot country will say, it's so hot, we can't do any good actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the munafiqeen when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the believers to go to the Battle of Tabuk. And it was in the summer. It's a 7-hour journey by car today from Medina to Tabuk. And they were walking that distance. And it takes like a month's journey to get up into that area. The munafiqeen said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they encourage people not to go with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, وَقَالُوا لَا تَنْفِرُوا فِي الْحَرِّ. They said, do not go out in the heat. It's too hot. Let's wait till winter and then we'll go and follow the Prophet ﷺ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ, the reply, قُلْ نَارُ جَهَنَّمَ أَشَدُّ حَرَّا لَوْ كَانُوا يَفْقَهُونَ. Say that the fire of hell is much hotter if they only understood. And as Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala said, وَلَمْ أَرَى فِي عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ عَيْبًا كَنَقْصِ الْقَادِرِينَ عَلَى التَّمَامِ. He said, I've never seen a flaw more sadder to me in a community than to see people who stop working even though they have the ability to continue. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, this disease of laziness harms all of us. One of the ways that it harms a person, this procrastination or laziness, is that, for example, if you were to tell someone to come to Islam and they were very encouraged, you might have a classmate like this, you will find that shaitan gets them right at the moment when they're about to say shahada, he will say, no, but you got to read the Quran first. And they'll say, oh, I love Islam, but give me another year, I will read the Quran. Or someone will then say, well, I need to do this and I need to do that first. So they delay coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a year later, they might not have that enthusiasm. They might never come across Muslims again. And therefore, shaitan pushes them away. Similarly, people in their tawbah, people in repentance to Allah, people say, let me wait till I've paid off my mortgage. Let me wait till I finish these riba student loans. Let me wait till I do this. Let me wait till I do that. And then I will repent to Allah Azza wa Jal. But it doesn't work like that. Because in that time, the heart will consistently get weaker and weaker and weaker. Until the point where the person thinks they're going to do tawbah, their heart may have sealed by then. And then they will not listen to the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that last time. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ فِتَنًا كَقِطَعِ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. He said, race to do good deeds before a time and a fitna comes, a test that's going to sweep over you like the darkest of the darkest nights. And you've had fitness happen to you. I know firsthand what's going on with the Islamic educational scene. You have scholars that are picked out. You might know them or you might not know them, but they're going out in the dozens. And the ones that are not coming to our countries are also in the dozens. The knowledge is being picked away from us. And so, you have a chance to attend a halaqah, attend an Islamic class. You have to race now before you won't have the chance. And then the fitna will come and it will just be with whatever knowledge you have with you. Some of you will have enough knowledge to protect you in that time of fitna, and some of you will not. And the fitna will sweep through you. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. It might eventually lead the person to hellfire. And so the person races without laziness to do the good action. And I give you this analogy of, let's say in Australia where they have sharks. They have this whistle, this bell that rings when a shark is sighted. If you're lazy and your head is in the water and you're playing one of those games where you're trying to say how long you can hold your breath under the water, something like that, and then you raise your head up out of the water and you notice that there's nobody in the water except you. And you realize that everybody's at the shore and they're shouting at you, telling you to come on. You're the only one in the water and a shark has been spotted. And you're like a good like 10 minutes from the beach. How would you try to get to the beach? Do you think you would make it? Allahu alam if you would make it. That's exactly what laziness does to you. Exactly. You will be in the water when everybody has gotten out and the shark is in the water without any doubt. 100% the shark is there. Inna shaytana lakum aduun fattakhidhuhu aduwa. The shaytan is your enemy, so treat him like an enemy. That bell has been rung. People have gotten out of the water and you may still be there if you're holding on to that laziness. Bi'ithnillah, after today inshaAllah ta'ala, you will let go of that laziness. I will let go of that laziness and we will work and a renewed energy of coming back and worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let me give you some techniques in the end here. Let me give you some techniques to combat this laziness. Number one, from the fiqh of our deen, is that when a person yawns, they should cover their mouth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person should cover their mouth and you must fight the yawn. I don't care what your medical classes are telling you about you need oxygen and all that. No. You need to cover your mouth and you need to fight that breath that's coming out. And if you're about to start going, oh, like that, that's from the shaitan. So you cover your mouth, you fight it, and you don't make noise when you yawn. You don't make noise, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us. Number two, the one third. The Prophet ﷺ taught us that when we eat one third, actually only a few bites. You know how you take from the snack machine? That's about good, all you need. Just get an apple instead of buying those cookies or something like that. That's all you need to sustain you. But if you're going to eat a meal, then one third should be the food, one third water, and one third so that you can breathe. What people don't realize is that when they fill their stomachs, that is like one of the most trickiest tricks of shaitan. Because when you eat too much, you will start yawning and you will get lazy and tired. And then tonight, when it's Taraweeh time or something like that, you'll go, you know, I'm feeling kind of tired. You know, that iftar was pretty good. But the person ate too much and now they don't have the strength to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what's going to happen? They're going to sleep through Taraweeh. They're going to wake up when everybody comes back from Taraweeh. Then they're going to spend the night awake. And then 3 hours before Fajr, then they're going to go to sleep. And then they're going to miss Fajr. All because of that meal that shaitan... And subhanAllah, they might not even have said Bismillah before they started. And so you start by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You want to spend your time with energetic people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ. Be patient with those people who call on their Lord in the evenings, in the mornings and in the evenings. So when you see a person going for salah consistently, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently, always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you tell them, hey brother, hey sister, how would you like to go out for lunch? I want to spend some time with you. And you will feed off of their energy. If you have lazy people surrounding you, get away from them. Or give them da'wah, inshallah. You know, inshallah ta'ala, tell them to come to these khutbahs or something like that. Encourage them. But you don't want to, because the people you're around, you will become like them. Wal'iyadhu billah. You want to pick the right people. As the Prophet ﷺ used to do, he used to seek protection in Allah from the shaitan with regards to laziness. And so similarly, we do the same. If you ever reach for that snooze button, I call it the shaitan button. Whenever you reach for the shaitan button, just pull your hand back and say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And believe me, just saying that, you have the strength to wake up for Fajr. It's all in your mind. You're not tired. No, it's not the exam. No, it's not it's nothing. Except shaitan whispering at that moment, telling you that the night is long, you got another 10 minutes. Just say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And specifically, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, A'udhu billahi min al-ajzi wal-kasal. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically said, I seek your protection from inability and laziness. And in conclusion, inshaAllah ta'ala, the last point is truthfulness. The thing that will set you free, the thing that will protect you, is being honest with yourself and being honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to do something that's fard, whether that's praying your five prayers, or whatever that is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you something, it's not possible for you to have any excuse. It's not possible. Because even if you have an excuse, Islam has the backup. If you can't stand up and pray, sit down. You can't sit down, lie down. There's no excuse. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it fard, it is doable. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وَسَعَهَا. That Allah doesn't place a burden on a person more than they can bear. You can do it. And people have done it in the past. People continue to do it. You can do it too. And so honesty. When Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam after those people who went out in the battle of Tabuk, we said about the heat, The munafiqeen came and made excuses, and he said that had it been anyone except the Prophet ﷺ, he would have made excuses, it would have saved him, but he said, I will not lie. And he told the truth to Prophet ﷺ, he said, I never had more energy, more ability than this time, and I just didn't go. And the Prophet ﷺ said, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. He said, as for this person, he has told the truth. And Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was recorded in the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. And we want the same for us. The truthfulness, and I'm just going to give you this last point on how to word the truthfulness. If you miss Fajr, and I'm talking specifically about Fajr Salah. If you miss Fajr, and shaitan, that urination happened and it's really gross and all of that, and you slept through it, don't ever make an excuse. Don't ever say that someone was bothering me last night. Don't say that I was tired. Don't say anything. This is the truth. The truth is that the accumulation of my sins led me to this. The accumulation of my sins led me to miss Fajr. And this is not who I am. I am the slave of Allah. And O Allah, tomorrow, bi-idhnillah, I will show you what I'm going to do for your sake. And so the next day, you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Do istighfar for what happened. No excuses. And come back again and again and again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you reach those higher levels of energy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you with that energy. And I pray and hope, inshallah ta'ala, you can make the same dua from me. إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحيته منا فأحي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا توفه على الإيمان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.